Hold it, fellas. And don't move. Let's get real, real gone for a change.
It's time to get real gone on the Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour. Here's your host, James Riley.
It's Jammin' James Riley with a special edition of the Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour. This week we're talking with Robert Gordon in his brand new album, I'm Coming Home, hearing several tracks from that project as well. We're going to get right into it with a song we debuted a few months back, the title track, I'm Coming Home.
Get your pants on pretty and your hair done right. We're going to do the town tonight. Coming to town on the right on time. Still got loving on my mind. I'm a coming home. Gotta make some love. I'm a coming home. Sweet turtle dove. I'm coming home. To make sweet love to you. When I see down the road, there's a big truck stop. They got a pretty little waitress in the carriage top. She's pretty as a dog, pretty as can be. But don't worry, honey, she ain't nothing to me. I'm a coming home. Gotta make some love. I'm a coming home. Sweet turtle dove. I'm a coming home. To make sweet love to you. Came through a hill and the truck slowed down. Rode in the low and she's hugging the ground. Scratching ears, but I'm going again. I'm coming home, baby, I'm dogging it in. I'm a coming home. Gotta make sweet love, I'm a coming home. Sweet turtle dove, I'm coming home. To make sweet love to you. Get your pants on free and your hair done right. And we gonna do the town tonight. Coming to the town right on time. Still got loving on my mind. I'm coming home. Gotta make some love. I'm coming home. Sweet turtle dove. I'm coming home. To make sweet love to you.
Hey, it's the Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour. We've got Robert Gordon on the phone with us. We're going to talk about the new project, I'm Coming Home. We just heard the title track. Want to go back a little bit, Robert, and talk about maybe some of your early influences, because I really feel like that kind of shines through on this new project. Who early on was a big influence for you?
Well, you know, when I was a kid, I listened to everything. I mean, I'm from the D.C. area, so I got a lot of rhythm and blues. I got country right from, you know, inner Virginia and... You know, a lot of just regular pop radio. So, to pinpoint just one individual or a couple individuals is impossible. But, I mean, I really listen to everything.
Yeah. Early on, of course, you were in Tough Darts, went solo. I knew Bruce Springsteen was a big fan of you guys. He used to cover some of your stuff early on. How did the connection with Link Ray come about for your first two solo projects?
Well, when I... hooked up with my then producer Richard Goddard. We were knocking around ideas, and he asked me who I'd like to work with, and I think he might have mentioned Link, and I said, wow, that'd be awesome, because I was a fan of Link when I was a kid. I mean, I heard Rumble and all those great tunes growing up, and in fact I saw him perform at this place in Maryland called Glen Echo. It was an amusement park. They used to have record hops there from WDON in Wheaton, Maryland. They used to put on a thing on the weekends, and I saw Link there. I must have been around 15 years old. So, as soon as his name came up, I thought it was a great idea.
Yeah, the two of you guys really kind of helped usher in a rockabilly movement there in the late 70s. And it was really unlike anything before. I mean, it really kind of captured some of that punk attitude too. Did you notice like the punk scene accepting you guys as well?
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, it was a natural. I mean, rockabilly music was sort of rebellious in its heyday anyway. So sure. I guess it sort of carried over.
My gal is red hot. Your gal ain't doodly squat. Yeah. My gal is red hot. Your gal ain't doodly squat. Well, she ain't got. But man, she's really got along. Well, I got a gal, 6 feet four, sleep in the kitchen with her feet at the door. But my gal is red hot, your gal ain't doodly squat. Yeah, my gal is red hot, your gal ain't doodly squat. Well, she ain't got money, but man, she's really got a lot.
Thank you.
From the first project they did together, that's Robert Gordon and Link Ray with Red Hot on the Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour. We're talking with Robert Gordon, and he explains his sound is not just rockabilly.
This rockabilly tag has sort of bothered me for years. I mean, when I first started, granted, I did a lot of it, but like this new album, I think is it's definitely a roots sort of oriented thing, but there's new songs on there, and as well as a couple covers, and I think maybe there's one or two rockabilly tunes on the whole album, but, you know, it's just sort of a vibe that I give off, I guess, that, whatever I sing, that
yeah.
People sort of relate to that period, but frankly, I think this is a more well-rounded album than just to be called rockabilly.
Now, you travel quite a bit, and I've often noticed that a lot of American roots music sometimes is even more popular in England and Japan and other places. I mean, why do you think that is?
Well, I think for the most part, this is where it started, and I think people realize that if you're going to do it the way it was meant to be, you know?
Yeah.
And I think that's one reason people come out to see us, because I'm one of the second generation sort of rockers of that ilk, and I think, of course, there aren't too many left, so... I lived it and done it for a long time.
Yeah.
I mean, I started working in clubs when I was 15 years old in the Maryland D.C. area. So I've been around the block a while.
Sure. Yeah.
You don't care if you leave a love behind. You say that the hurt will heal in time. You say it doesn't matter because it's only love. You don't care if you break the heart in two. Long as the one that hurts won't be you. Say it doesn't matter because it's only love.
Only love.
Can you say that love's a game? Win or lose, it's all the same. You don't take no blame. But someday you'll meet your match with someone who's just as fast. And then you'll see what it feels like to be left outside. With no one to care that you're hurting inside. You say it don't matter because it's only love.
From his brand new album, I'm Coming Home, that's today's guest, Robert Gordon. But your previous project came out in 07, a cover of Elvis tunes, Now or Never.
Mm-hmm.
Was it tough to narrow down such a massive catalog of tunes?
It actually was, absolutely. I mean, there's so many great Presley tunes that, and I didn't want to do all the obvious ones, you know, so I think we did a pretty good selection of his songs. I was just very happy to work with the Jordanaires. You know, there are not many of the originals left. So, I had worked with them on my second album many, many years ago, and it was nice to have sort of a reconnection with them. Unfortunately, that album was on a label that shortly folded, and you know, this is sort of common in this day and age.
Yeah,
record companies come and go, and. Hopefully, at some point, I'll be able to get the rights to that, because it's really a fine album, and I'm proud of it. I mean, we did People wanted me to do a Presley album for years and years, and I just shunned away from it. I said, God, that's the last thing I need to do.
Yeah.
They're already calling me to say my voice sounds like Presley, and that's never something I intended to do, you know. So, but I finally did it when it was the anniversary. I think it was, 38-year anniversary or something.
That's true, yeah.
Step in these arms.
Connection too. Shortly after he died, a year or two later, you were on RCA Records. That had to be kind of a thrill for you, you know, at that time period, being on the same.
Oh, it absolutely was. I mean, to be on RCA was a dream come true.
Yeah. What's some of the differences you've seen from being on a major label like RCA to some smaller labels?
Well, the main one is support. Tour support, supported every way. I mean, you know, they put lots of money into promotion.
Yeah.
Just everything you can imagine. I mean, those days are gone.
Sure.
I mean, the budgets just to make the albums. I did one track. I did tracks like Need You and Make Believe with a full orchestra. It cost $30,000 for one track.
Yeah.
You know, if you get $7,000 to make an album today, you're lucky.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, you know, I mean, it's a money thing. It's down to the money.
Yeah.
Dollars and cents. And, you know, and of course, radio has changed too. It's basically programmed unless you're able to get on college stations as well as maybe some alternate radio. Like there are certain channels on Sirius Radio that I think are very cutting edge, and I think that's why they're playing my music on it already.
Yeah,
before the
yeah.
album's even out, yeah, before it's even released. Yeah.
Want to play another tune from the new project, I'm Coming Home? This is one Dibs Preston from the Rock Hats wrote, Quit This Big Old Town, on the Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour.
Such a mighty fine place. Tired of the city, tired of the old rat race. Gonna see my pretty, pretty baby. She know I'm coming on back. Yeah, I'm coming on back. Well, I got my boots on my feet, shirt on my back. I'm a long, tall daddy walking down the track. Gonna quit this big old town. I'm gonna quit this big old town. Well, if you think I'm just talking about what I'm gonna do, when you see me walk straight out the door, you know I ain't kidding you. I'm gonna see my pretty, pretty baby. She know I'm coming on back. Yeah, I'm coming on back. I got my boots on my feet, shirt on my back. I'm a long, tall daddy walking down the track. I'm gonna quit this
town.
The attitude. Robert Gordon is coming home.
I'm a coming home. Gotta make some love. I'm a coming home. Sweet turtle dove. I'm coming home. It's late. We're about to run out of gas. It's late.
Lanark Records presents Robert Gordon's first release since 2007. I'm coming home.
Why can it be wrong if we could have left home? I'm caught it in line.
What if you like to be left?
Featuring special appearances by Marshall Crenshaw and the Hooters' David Ussikkonen, arranged and produced by Robert Gordon. Robert Gordon, I'm Coming Home, available June 24th on Lanark Records.
Never thought I'd fall. Now I hear love's call. It's heaven to hold you close tonight. Never thought I'd miss your tender kiss. But gee, it's heaven just to hold you close tonight. Well, I got a funny feeling I never had before when I looked into your eyes. Such a wonderful feeling. I hope that I'm revealing. Ooh, baby, I love you. Never thought I'd miss the warmth of your tender kiss. But gee, it's heaven when I hold you close tonight. Well, I got a funny feeling I never had before when I looked into your eyes. It's such a wonderful feeling. I hope that I'm revealing. Ooh, baby, I love you. Never thought I'd miss the warmth of your tender kiss. Because it's heaven when I hold you close tonight.
from the brand new album I'm Coming Home. That's Robert Gordon with the cover of Dale Hawkins' Heaven. How did the connection with Quentin Jones with Lanark come about, with this being your first project with Lanark?
Well, you know, I met Quentin years ago. He contacted my ex-manager and said he had this little label called List Records. This was going back 20 years ago, and this was when I was between labels, and I talked to him, and I thought it was a good idea, you know, and we made a nice little record. And we sort of kept in touch over the years. Quentin started up this new label again, which I think is getting some notoriety, and I'm pleased to be on the label. And I think eventually it's going to, you know, be hopefully one of the major players, one of the indie labels that people will look at. I think, you know, it's still in a construction sort of stage, and it's quite new. And I think this album is going to help the label to get some notoriety, for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. And it helps to have, you know, the right people working this stuff, you know. I mean, with people.
Oh,
with
absolutely.
Yeah, people with passion sometimes. I've noticed that. Goes a long way, you know, as opposed to some major labels where they're constantly just looking for the next hit, you know. So
it's true. I mean, there are the people that they have on board so far are all devoted, and I think that's as important as having a big machine behind you.
Yeah. Well, let's talk about the new project, I'm Coming Home. Just a great cover of Johnny Horton, and you know, Johnny was one of those people that kind of walked in different worlds with country and rockabilly and stuff. I mean, he mm-hmm. really kind of and you also do Honky Tonk Man on there too. But how did those covers come about for you?
Well, I've always loved Johnny Horton. I mean, you know, I was listening to an album, and those were not something that happened like a while ago. It was like, I think just like shortly before we went in the studio that we decided to do those tunes. So you know, I was just looking for tunes right up until the time it was time to hit the studio. So.
Yeah.
I'm a honky-tonk man, and I can't seem to stop. I love to give the girls the world to the music of an old jukebox. But when my money's all gone, I'm on the telephone calling, hey, hey, mama, can your daddy come home? I'm living wild and dangerously, but I got plenty of company. But when the moon comes up and the sun goes down, that's when I wanna see the lights go down. Cause I'm a honky-tonk man, and I can't seem to stop. I love to give the girls the world to the music of an old jukebox. But when my money's all gone, I'm on the telephone saying, hey, hey, mama, can your daddy come home? And I can't seem to stop. I love to give the girls the world to the music of an old jukebox. But when my money's all gone, I'm on the telephone calling, hey, hey, mama, can your daddy come home? It takes a pretty little gal and a jug of wine. That's what it takes to make a honky-tonk mine. With the jukebox moaning with the honky-tonk sound, that's when I wanna lay my money down. Cause I'm a honky-tonk man, and I just can't stop. I love to give the girls the world to the music of an old jukebox. But when my money's all gone, I'm on the telephone calling, hey, hey, mama, can your daddy come home?
This is Robert Gordon, and you're listening to James Riley on the Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour.
You've got me under your spell. Saying those things again, making me believe that you're just fine. You've got me dreaming those dreams again, thinking those things again. I've gotta take you back just one more time. I swore the last time that you let me down that I wouldn't see you if you came around.
but I can't tell my heart what's right or wrong. And I've been so lonely since you've been gone. You've got me under your spell again, saying those things again, making me believe that you're just fine. You've got me dreaming those dreams again, thinking those things again. I've gotta take you back just one more time. That I'm a fool, that I never should have put my faith in you. And way down deep inside, I guess I know it's true. But no one else can make me feel the way you do. You've got me under your spell again, saying those things again, making me believe that you're just fine. You've got me dreaming those dreams again, thinking those things again. I gotta take you back just one more time. I've gotta take you back just one more time.
That's Robert Gordon with Under Your Spell Again, a cover of a Buck Owens tune. It's for his brand new album, I'm Coming Home. Now, Robert's our guest this week, and he talks about how some more songs came about for this brand new project.
I mean, I did have a number of them in mind. You know, Marshall Crenshaw, who I sort of had, it was instrumental in exposing to the public many, many years ago when I was on RCA.
Sure.
With songs like Someday, Someway, and Are You Gonna Be the One? He submitted a couple songs, and I thought one of them was just perfect, and that was before I knew that it was in a movie.
Oh, yeah.
Hard. But, but, of course, we did it in a whole different genre. I put it in, like, a Johnny Cash feel. But and I think I made it my own, and I was happy to do that one.
Walk hard, hard down life. Rocky road, walk bold, hard, that's my creed, my code. Been scorned and slandered and ridiculed too, had to struggle every day my whole life through. See my share of the worst that this world can give, but I still got a dream and a burning rage to live. Walk hard, hard, when they say you're all done. Walk bold, hard, though they say you're not the one. Even if you've been told time and time again that you're born to lose and you're never gonna win, gotta keep that vision in your mind's eye, where you're standing on top of a mountain high. Walk hard, hard. My share of the worst that this world can give, but I still got a dream and a burning race to live. Walk hard, walk hard, walk hard, walk hard, walk hard.
We've been gone too long, too fast. We should have checked our time, can't phone. We don't spend every time, it's late. We about to run out of gas, it's late. We gotta get on gas, can't speak. We're in a slowdown zone, baby, look at that clock. Why can't it be wrong if we could have left home at a quarter to nine? Could have had fun and plenty of time. We gotta start it, it's a little bit late. Hope this won't be our last day. Look up, look up. He's at the moon with me. He can't be, can't be. Looks like the sun to me. It's late, it's late. I hate to face your dad too fast. I know it's gonna be mad. It's late, it's late. We gotta get on home. It's late, it's late. We've been gone too long. It's late, it's late. We're about to run out of gas. It's late, it's late. We gotta get on blast. Can't speak, can't speak. We're in a slowdown zone. Baby, look at that clock. Why can't it be wrong if we could have left home by the quarter to nine? Would have had fun out plenty of time. We got a party, just a little bit late. Hope that won't be our last day. Look up, look up. You got the moon, we soon can't be. Looks like the sun to me. It's late, it's late. I hate to face your dad too bad. I know it's gonna be mad. It's late, it's late. We gotta get on home. It's late, it's late. We've been gone too long. It's late.
Love the cover of It's Late, the Johnny and Dorsey Burnett written tune for Ricky Nelson. Fine version of that. Lucille, Little Richard. You kind of do it a little bit more like the Everly Brothers.
I did it like the Everly Brothers version. Yeah,
yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah. Very cool.
Ask my friends about her. Oh, their lips too tight. Lucille, please come back where you belong. I'm begging to you, baby, please don't leave me alone. Sight. Ask my friends about it. Oh, that lips was tight. Lucille, please come back where you belong. I'm begging to you, baby, please don't leave me alone.
Songs came from the people that two of the players and Jibs Preston and Barry Ryan from the Rock Cats, who happened to be on the label as well. So,
sure,
you know, I'm it's just a good mix of things. And I, you know, and of course, there's songs like I've always loved since I was a kid, like Mountain of Love and Little Pig, and you know, things like that. So, you know, I think it's a good sort of mix of tunes.
Yeah, absolutely.
I think there's something there for everybody.
low by my chinny chin chin. Well, I'm a wolf and I wanna come in. Oh, oh, by my chinny chin chin. Yeah, I'm a wolf and I wanna come in. Well, I huff and I puff and I huff and I puff and I blow your house in. Yeah, I huff and I puff and I huff and I puff and I blow your house in. Well, you can build it a brick, build it a stone. Look, little gal, I won't leave you alone. Well, I'm gonna get you, just wait and see. A little pig, you belong to me, oh, by my chin chin chin. Yeah, I'm a wolf and I wanna come in. Oh, by my chin chin chin. Yeah, I'm a wolf and I wanna come in. Well, I huff and I puff and I huff and I puff and I blow your house in. Well, I huff and I puff and I huff and I puff and I blow your house in. Trick me here, trick me there. Look, little guy, you ain't leaving nowhere. Cause I'm gonna get you, just wait and see. A little pig, you belong to me. Oh, by my chin chin chin. Yeah, I'm a wolf and I wanna come in. Oh, by my chin chin chin. Yeah, I'm a wolf and I wanna come in. Well, I huff and I puff and I huff and I puff and I blow your house in. Well, I huff and I puff and I huff and I puff and I blow your house in. Well, I blow your house in, little pig, blow your house in, little pig, blow your house in, little pig, blow your house in, little pig.
And listen, you know, let's talk about the Rockettes there too. You had Dibs Preston from the band. You know, he wrote "Quit This Big Old Town" and co-wrote "Lowdown Weekend" with his wife Lisa.
That's right. Well, "Lowdown Weekend" I think is one of the premier tunes on the album. I think it could cross over easily
in
the country market, and if they can get it exposed there, I think it could definitely be a successful song. Yeah, he played on it and sang in background on that tune.
Well, tonight I sat here and cried. Cried for my poor broken heart. Whiskey bottle in my right hand, photo in the other. The weekend's got a terrible start. I said I'm sorry about a thousand times, but you just don't listen when you drink that wine. I used to call you angel, now I'm not so sure. And the weekend's got a terrible start. Cause I'm down, way down. You're out with him again. I'm down, way down. Guess the bottle is my only friend again. It's a low down weekend. Well, I know I should be leaving by now, but I just can't help believing somehow. Used to be your one and only, but now I'm down and lonely. The weekend got a terrible start. Well, tonight I sat here and cried. Cried for my poor broken heart. Whiskey bottle in my right hand, photo in the other. The weekend's got a terrible start. Yeah, I'm down, way down. You're out with him again. I'm down, way down. Guess the bottle is my only friend again. It's a low-down weekend. Thank you.
station where the bop don't stop. Rockabilly Radio.
On the air, on the web, 24 hours a day, continuous music.
Screaming Rebel Angels.
Let's go!
Yeah!
Sizzle!
Right up low now.
Sizzle!
So jumping out wide.
Sizzle!
Sitting up to high.
Sizzle!
Say hot on now.
To celebrate the start of summer, Screamin' Rebel Angels and the Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour are teaming up to bring you the sizzling summer giveaway. Here's your opportunity to win the band's latest release, Hitchhike, on vinyl, along with a t-shirt and handwritten lyrics to their song, Sizzle. To register to win, go to the contest page at rockabillyandblues.com. That's rockabilly, the letter N, blues.com. Fill in your info along with the catchphrase, cook it on both sides. It's the sizzling summer giveaway from Screamin' Rebel Angels and Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour. It's the Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour, and we're speaking with our special guest this week, Robert Gordon, and his brand new project, I'm Coming Home, and hearing pretty much all of the songs from that. What a treat for that. Hey, Robert tells us about some of the people that played on the project.
We had some good people. Dave Yusekian from the Hooters played drums on a couple great tracks, Mountain of Love and one of the other ones I can't remember offhand.
Yeah.
But, yeah, you know, so basically I didn't go with heavyweight players. I wanted to just use local players and people that are sort of, you know, in the area where we're recording. I mean, I normally bring in my own people, but I think we got a good sound, good thing happening here.
Well, it does. I mean, it's there's a bit of a raw quality to it where it feels live. There's an attitude to it and reminds me of some of the early days. It sounds fantastic.
Well, thank you so much.
What's your plans for the rest of 2014?
Well, you know, I've got some things. I'm actually going to be going over to Europe in July, and I've got a few little tours over there. And yeah, you know, I'm being in and out of town, and hopefully we'll get some tours going with this record label. You know, they're talking about putting some tours together with a number of their acts, like the old package type shows. Hopefully they can get that together.
The old caravan days.
yeah, something like that. Well, we just did the Viva show, as you know, and that went pretty well, so hopefully we can continue that.
Well, I mean, and that you brought that up, the Viva Las Vegas festival, and it was amazing seeing the age groups out there, and especially for you. I mean, they've been waiting all day to see you, and seeing such a wide range of ages out there, the people that weren't alive, you know, when you started, and that are just picking up, you know, digging into the music history and finding out about you and stuff, which I thought was really cool.
I love that.
Do you find a wide range of people coming out to see you in other countries as well?
Absolutely. I mean, you know, it's great to turn on new fans, and hopefully this album will do that.
Yeah. Well, cool. Well, Robert, I appreciate you taking the time. We're going to be playing a lot of music from this in upcoming episodes as well, so I appreciate
it, man. It's great talking to you as always. Call me anytime.
All right, bye.
Standing on the mountain, looking down on the city. The way I feel is a doggone pity. Teardrop falling down the mountainside. Many times I've been here, and many times I cried. We used to be so happy when we were in love. High on a mountain of love. Night after night, I've been standing here alone, weeping my heart out to the cold gray dawn, praying that you're lonely and you'll come here too, hoping just by chance that I'll get a glimpse of you, trying hard to find you somewhere I love, high on a mountain of love. That's why I'm so lonely, my dreams are gone above, high on a mountain of love. A mountain of love, you should be ashamed.
dreams are gone above. High on the mountain of love. High on the mountain of love.
Mountain of Love, that's Robert Gordon. We've basically heard the entire brand new album now called I'm Coming Home, available this week on Lanark Records. Hey, to round out the hour, we're going to play a few more tracks from Robert's career. Here's the title cut from his Rockabilly Boogie on RCA on the Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour.
Well, it's a rockabilly boogie. A rock, rock, 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 rockabilly boogie tonight. Well, I know a little spot at the edge of town where you can really pick them up and set them down. It's a little place called a hideaway. They do the rockabilly to the break of day. Well, it's a rock, a rock, a rockabilly boogie. A rock, rock, rockabilly boogie. A rock, rock, rockabilly boogie tonight. Off the shoes, getting ready to bop. They're gonna rock a billy, wearing their socks. You really ain't hip till you feel the thrill. So come on, little baby, do the rock a billy bill. It's a rock, a rock, a rock a billy boogie. A rock, rock, rock a billy boogie. A rock, rock, rock a billy boogie tonight. Susie turning 17. Well, everybody knows her as a rockabilly queen. And there's old Slim, as quiet as a mouse. When taps old Susie, he would tear up the house. Well, it's a rock, a rock, a rockabilly boogie. A rock, rock, rockabilly boogie. A rock, rock, rockabilly boogie tonight. A rockabilly boogie, a rock, a rock, 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 rockabilly boogie tonight.
The Reach Around Rodeo Clowns are back with Rockabilly Deluxe, coming to vinyl August 5th.
Rockabilly Deluxe.
Yeah, yeah, wild, crazy, and out of control.
With their sixth and most ambitious album, Rockabilly Deluxe, the Reach Around Rodeo Clowns' momentum shows no signs of slowing down.
I got the shakes.
With their cash meets clash style, the Reach Around Rodeo Clowns are back with Rockabilly Deluxe, available on vinyl August 5th from Lanark Records.
Someday, someway.
to sing in the blues. So be my guest, you got nothing to lose. Won't you let me take you on a sea cruise? Ooh-wee, ooh-wee, baby. Ooh-wee, ooh-wee, baby. Ooh-wee, ooh-wee, baby. Won't you let me take you on a sea cruise? Feel like jumping, baby, won't you jump with me, please? I don't like begging, but now I'm on bending knees. I got to get a rock and get my hat off the rack. I got the boogie-woogie like a knife in the back. So be my guest, you got nothing to lose. Won't you let me take you on a sea cruise? Ooh-wee, ooh-wee, baby. Ooh-wee, ooh-wee, baby. Ooh-wee, ooh-wee, baby. Won't you let me take you on a sea cruise? Baby, I ain't lying. My heart is beating rhythm and it's right on time. So be my guest, you got nothing to lose. Won't you let me take you on a sea cruise? Ooh-wee, ooh-wee, baby. Ooh-wee, ooh-wee, baby. Ooh-wee, ooh-wee, baby. Won't you let me take you on a sea cruise? You like jumping, baby, won't you jump in me, please? I don't like begging, but now I'm on bending knees. Ooh-wee, ooh-wee, baby. Ooh-wee, ooh-wee, baby. Ooh-wee, ooh-wee, baby. Won't you let me take you on a sea cruise?
Lonesome train on a lonesome track. I'm going away, ain't it coming back? I'm going somewhere far from my baby. On a lonesome train on a lonesome track.
Two in a row from the 1978 album Fresh Fish Special, Robert Gordon getting some help from Link Wray on the blistering electric guitar. Two in a row from that project, Lonesome Train and Sea Cruise. Before that, from his 1981 album, Are You Gonna Be the One? Robert Gordon singing the Marshall Crenshaw written tune, Someday, Someway. You've been listening to a special edition of the Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour featuring the music of Robert Gordon. And special thanks to Robert for taking the time and talking to us about his brand new project, I'm Coming Home, which is available this week from Lanark Records. Hey, find us online, rockabillyandblues.com. That's rockabilly, the letter N, blues.com. Send us a message and check out our sponsors, Dr. Rubin's Pomade, Pops Resale, and Lanark Records. Hey, this is Jammin' James Riley saying, till next time, keep on rockin'.